This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor, is with us. Anna's with us in Virginia. I just have one quick comment. I heard on the news, you all heard it too, that Pete, the transportation secretary, U.S. Transportation Secretary, said something like this. If you have an electric vehicle, you'll be able to save on gas. Really? I guess nobody knew that. Why would anybody say that? An electric vehicle doesn't use gas, unless it's a hybrid. But unbelievable. And so just so you all know, class, if you have a plug-in charger for your electric vehicle, it'll take about 40 hours, almost two whole days to charge it. 2 days to charge your car. If you want to get the, an upgraded charger, you can buy one. It doesn't come with the car, but you can get the level 2 charger. That's $2,000 extra cost. So you're going to buy a $2,000 battery charger. And you have to have it installed because it gets wired into your electrical circuit breaker panel. Now, I don't know, but to me, when I have to spend $50, 50, on a charger, like for an automotive battery, I think that's a lot. I think $50 is a lot of money to spend on a charger. But if y'all get a new, well, nobody in our class would have an electric. Well, actually, that's not true. We got one guy that has two electric vehicles. But it's not prudent to have an electric car. It makes no sense at all, because when you go to change the battery bank, it will cost more than the car is worth. How about that? It's amazing. It's amazing. People are being duped on a regular basis by these electric vehicles. Battery banks last 5 to 7 years, typically. We've got Anna in Virginia. Anna, how else can we flesh out the answer to your question about transfusions?
I'm pretty ignorant, so just follow up as you all see fit. I don't really know what to ask.
Okay, so do you know someone? Is it a family member that's having surgery?
That's right.
Are
My
you?
My mother's got hip replacement surgery scheduled for next week, and I'm concerned in his behalf.
Okay. So, Dr. Shealy, are there alternatives for hip surgery? I know a lot of people that get these hip surgeries, and it doesn't necessarily go according to the plan. Things go wrong. Surgeries don't work right. Pain is involved from then on. I know firsthand that this is true. Not me, but family. Your thoughts about... Is there a way to avoid hip surgery? Are there supplements that can be taken to see if they work?
I don't know anything that can replace the surgery. I personally would stop walking before I would have hip surgery. I don't like it. I don't like the risk. And I would prefer not to take the risk.
Dr. Shealy, we're talking about putting foreign parts into the body. We're talking about stainless steel screws, maybe. We're talking about a stainless steel ball, maybe a stainless steel socket, maybe a stainless steel stem with a plastic liner between the ball and socket. We're talking about ceramic on ceramic. We're talking about stainless on stainless. We're talking about stainless on plastic on stainless. So, and we're talking about using a saw, you know, to cut the bone. We're talking about, will the legs be the same length? You know, will we be walking, you know, lopsided after surgery? There's a whole bunch of things to consider, as well as the insult to the body of the surgery, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Dr. Shu, let me share with Anna in the class my situation. So, I had knee surgery when I was young. Not a knee replacement, but just knee surgery. And I am in excruciating pain if I don't do these two things. I have no pain whatsoever if I don't do them. I'm sorry. If I don't do these two things, I have excruciating pain. If I do them, I don't have any pain. No pain whatsoever. Two things. Glucosamine and chondroitin daily, and cod liver oil. A gelatin capsule of cod liver oil daily. Those two things, no pain. Any comments, Dr. Shuley, about that?
Well, I'm certainly not opposed to cod liver oil. And certain things, replacement surgery was, well, a choice. And I would rather die than suffer major surgery.
Are you talking about the complications from major surgery? The risks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anna, does your loved one absolutely positively have to have the surgery? Can it be postponed? Is there something? Can you try glucosamine and chondroitin? Can you try supplements? Can you, or are you at the last resort?
I really would like to say yes to that question, but I think he's put up with a lot of pain for long enough that his mind is pretty well stayed on having surgery.
Yeah, but I'm willing to bet, and I'm not a betting man, but I'm willing to bet that he has not tried glucosamine and chondroitin, and I'm willing to bet that he has not tried cod liver oil. And I'm willing to bet that he has not tried avocado oil in his food, nor extra virgin olive oil in his food. I'm willing to bet that. How would I do?
As far as I know, you're probably right. And so I really appreciate you all flushing this out for me, and I will pass this on to him.
Well, you know, I'd love to hear Dr. Shuley's comments, but I know there's a schedule, and I know it's hard to get surgery, and I know all those, you know, all those procedural things that happen with hospitals and surgeries, but hospitals are a business, okay? Without surgeries, there's a tremendous loss of revenue. So, you know, doctors like surgeries from the income perspective. And I believe that it'd be worth saying, you know what, I'd really like to delay this. I want to try one other thing. I'd like to try some supplements and to see. But, you know, there's so many people that rush into surgery without trying some of the options, because they either don't know the options, like cod liver oil. I mean, I can tell you it absolutely, positively worked for me, along with glucosamine and chondroitin. And you can buy that. The best brand I've found is one called Schiff, S-C-H-I-F-F. They sell it at Sam's Club. They sell it on the internet. And it's glucosamine and chondroitin with MSM. It's fabulous. It works. Now, I've also found that there's a catalyst that helps make it work. Now, I'm not practicing medicine. I'm not a doctor. I'm just some guy that has had excruciating pain, and through my own experimentation and research has figured out how to alleviate that. Okay? And there's one other thing. There's one other thing that works really well with this for me, and that is adding gelatin. Gelatin seems to be what my body wants to have as a complement to the glucosamine and chondroitin. And I've done some reading about this, and they work hand in hand. And gelatin makes the glucosamine and chondroitin work so much better. Now, here's my belief. Now, I'm not a doctor, but here's my belief. I believe that the cod liver oil somehow lubricates my joints. I believe that the avocado oil and the extra virgin olive oil that I try to consume every single day, not to excess, maybe a teaspoon, maybe a tablespoon, probably more like a teaspoon daily on average. I believe that the extra virgin olive oil or the avocado oil and the gelatin and the glucosamine and chondroitin are the answer to my pain and my mobility. So, most people, when they find out that I'm 70 years old, they think that I was 50 because of the way I move around and the way I look. Dr. Shuley, any comments about glucosamine, chondroitin, cod liver oil, avocado oil?
Certainly, excellent. And definitely for our replacement surgery, I would try a PEM lifting device for 24 hours.
Okay, what Dr. Shuley just said, class, is the PEMF device, Pulse Electromagnetic Frequency device, that Dr. Shuley invented. He and Lou Cassidy have collaborated. Lou Cassidy built the electronics. He's a USA Prepares instructor. And Dr. Shuley designed the device. I use it every day. Mrs. Finella uses it every day. Now, this is something that I had on my list to talk about today. And Anna, this may work for you. So we have a dog who is somewhere around 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. And she has arthritis in her hips because she slept in the garage on the cold floor. That's where she wanted to sleep. And we put, rugs and blankets, but she wanted to stay out there. So eventually arthritis set in. And so what I did was I gave her cod liver oil. She couldn't get up, could not get up. We had to pick her up to help her walk outside. So she could walk with her front two legs, and we had to carry her in place of her rear legs working. I put this pulse electromagnetic frequency device on her hips, gave her cod liver oil once a day. I take mine, she takes hers at the same time, and it works. It works. So the pulse electromagnetic frequency device is non-invasive. Non-invasive at all. It's a coil, and you just place it on your body. One of our friends has called in, and he places it on his knees because his knees hurt. So there are several things that you can try before going under the knife and the saw. Because once they do this, once they cut that bone out, once they replace the knee joint and the patella, there's no going back to what you used to have. You can't get it back. Please stay with us, Anne, if you can.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Radio.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. NormShealy.com. NormShealy. .com. And I'm not giving medical advice. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying that this is what I've done, and it's absolutely worked for me. And I was talking to a guy in Virginia, and he had excruciating pain in his knees. And he was complaining about his knees. This was over 20 years ago. And I said, yeah, I used to have that too. He said, what'd you do? And I told him about, you know, the cod liver oil, just the cod liver oil component. And he asked me how much I take, and I told him, just, you know, take a capsule with food. That's what I do is I just take a capsule with food. And you can get, I'm trying to see, normally I keep them in the studio, but I think there's about 100 of them in a little jar. And it's like $3, so it's 3 cents a piece. And I told him about it, and the next time I saw him, he said it absolutely worked. The pain's gone, he can get around. And, you know, it took him probably a week or two for it to work. So, Dr. Shealy, I guess what I'm asking is, should you give everything, every other option a try before irreversible surgery?
Every conceivable source alternative to especially replacement surgery. Yes.
I know another guy in Virginia, and I was talking to him about, he had hip replacement surgery. He was a pretty young guy, you know, maybe 30 years old at the time. And he was, before his surgery, he liked to ski and he liked to, you know, do high impact activities. Really rough on the joints. And he's an athletic type. And so he had the hip replacement. And he got stainless steel on stainless steel. So both parts were stainless steel. And his doctor told him, as he related to me, that with every step that you take, every movement of that hip would put millions of particles of stainless steel into your body, into your bloodstream. Millions of particles with every step. And those stainless steel is a combination typically of two metals. One is chromium and the other is nickel. That's what stainless steel is made of. Dr. Shuley, any comments about that? Is that true, putting millions of particles in the body as these joints wear on each other?
Well, halitosis is better than no breath at all. However, you can't not avoid some complications. Now, varies all over the place. But personally, I will go to the deathbed without replacement surgery.
Anna, back to you. So you hear a very serious tone in my voice because of the irreversibility of a surgery decision like this. Has anyone discussed with him the things that we've talked about, that it's not reversible, the metal particles, the cod liver oil, the glucosamine and chondroitin, the gelatin, the pulse electromagnetic frequency device? Have any of those things been discussed with him?
I'm just not sure. I would like to think he knows, is somewhat aware, but he probably has not a clue of the magnitude of what you all have covered here since I called.
Well, so you can go to gcnlive.com, gcnlive.com. You can click on Archives. You can select USA Preparers. It's down at the bottom of the list of broadcasts. There are about 50 of us that are broadcasting. And you can have him listen to this component. Or you can go to BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, and search for the Ron Gibson channel and listen to it that way. But I had one other really quick question for you, if you wouldn't mind staying on the line. This is a question just for you. And the question is, why are you in class with us at USA Preparers? How did you find us, and how can we do a better job?
Reduce their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires are spreading across Europe and forcing some people to flee. Firefighters are tackling blazes in France, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Croatia, as well as Morocco's northern mountains. Roughly 16,000 people have fled blazes in southwestern France. President Biden's trip to the Middle East last week was fruitless and an embarrassment to the American people. So says Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax.
It's an embarrassment. I hate to say it. You know, I want the president to succeed when he goes into other countries because I don't want it to look bad on all of us that are normal here inside the United States. But you see one mistake after the next.
Several large Chinese cities, including Shanghai, are rolling out new mass testing or extending lockdowns on millions of residents to counter new clusters of COVID-19 infections. USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Census data out this month shows a massive boom in suburban home building, especially in Texas. The big housing boom is also taking place around Atlanta, Nashville, and statewide in Utah. As President Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia is being compared to a complete waste of time, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Big Boy TV the price of an electric vehicle is still out of most Americans' budgets.
We're for cutting the cost of electric vehicles because when you have an electric vehicle, then you're also going to be able to save on gas, but you got to be able to afford it in the first place.
Right.
Right. Now, we're actually starting to see on some models the costs come to where even if the your car payment's a little higher, your gas payment will be a little lower and you come out ahead, but the prices still need to come down for most Americans to be able to get in an EV.
Personal finance expert Dan Ricciardo tells Fox News an EV in your driveway will cost you over $800 a month in payments. And its capabilities are still a science experiment.
The electric car is great, but it's essentially still a science experiment in many ways. We have to always be worried about range, as most Americans are when they think about electric cars, or access to chargers. We're lucky enough to have a charger. Most Americans don't have access to a charger. At the end of the day, you and I are worried about putting food on our table, filling our gas tank with our regular cars, right, so we can get back and forth to work. And inflation, highest in 40 years, has taken a real bite, a pay cut, if you will, for most Americans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Oh, I want to thank Anna. She is Anna in Virginia. She's so polite, so patient. So, Anna, I had a couple quick questions for you. Actually, three questions. First question is, how did you find us? Second question is, why do you attend USA Prepares Broadcast Classroom? And the third is, how can I, Vincent Fennelly, specifically do a better job? So how did you find us?
Through a mutual acquaintance that when you lived in Virginia, I think maybe you were acquainted with a family that we're acquainted with currently.
Okay. All right. Great. Second, why do you attend class? I have a feeling this is not your first class.
You're right. It's try to make it a priority every week to get as much information as I can use. I'm grateful for your all's efforts and for the great team you put together, and it's fascinating to listen to.
How can I, Vincent Finelli, I'm not talking about other instructors, I'm just talking about me, how can I do a better job for the class?
I don't really have an answer for that. Just keep up the good work.
Okay. Were you around in Virginia when I was involved in fighting the trash dump in our county? And were you involved when they wanted to build a prison in our town? Were you involved at that? Were you around at that time?
I'm about the same age as you, and I've always lived in the Shenandoah Valley, so I guess we weren't in the same area.
Okay, we're not in the same county. Okay, yeah, you're probably about 100 miles from where we were. So I was just wondering if if we bumped into each other, because those two fights were pretty vicious. They wanted to, the government of the town that I lived in wanted to put a private prison in the centerpiece of our town, right in, like, in the middle of the town. Made no sense at all. Right adjacent to our property. And I wanted to fight that. And the other one was they wanted to put a dump on our aquifer, which made no sense at all. So we beat both of those two fights. We won both of those wars at the time, but it was rough. I mean, it was very difficult. We were, you know, by the end of both fights, it was just me left. I was the only one standing. Everybody else had retreated. But, okay, very good. Anna, anything else we can do for you?
I'll just share that my daughter said not so many moons ago that she would love to visit your farm.
Well,
I was gratified.
Well, she certainly may. And for the last several days, I've been working on the website. I've decided to teach myself how to do build a website. And the website is called Natural Farms, NaturalFarmsLLC, as in limited corporation, naturalfarmslc.com. And I've got lots of pictures of the farm, the campsites, rocks, the stream, a crawdad in the stream, the freshwater stream. And so your daughter will be able to visit if she'd like. She can come to the Natural Farms campsite. We haven't gotten the payment system in place yet, but we want it to be an educational experience. We want it to be better and more educational than every single campsite out there. And I believe that's what's going to happen. So I've been working diligently on that with the rest of our family to build this educational adventure. And, you know, people would rather have fun than be educated, but I'm not willing to do fun without education. So that's what we try to do here at USA Prepares. We try to make learning the centerpiece of what we do. We're not going to be the biggest, but we do want to be the best at what we can do, the best at what we do, and we work at that. So, Anna, I will be giving out the information how to get to the website, and I'll let you know when it's turned on, and I think it's going to be within a day or so. So right after this broadcast, it's back on the website, and name the pictures and finish it out. So really, thank you so much for your call today, Anna.
Thanks for being a blessing to your fellow man.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Sheila, you know, it's wonderful when family works together, and it sounds to me like Anna's family is working together. She's very concerned about the surgery of a blood relative, and that's as good as it gets, because she actually, I believe this is the first time she's ever called in, and that takes a little bit of intestinal fortitude to pick up the phone and go on worldwide radio. So I applaud Anna for that. Any comments about what we discussed with Anna, Dr. Shuley?
Well, always search possibilities. There are numerous possibilities and alternatives, and at least recognize that there are numerous possibilities. And before I get involved in major surgery, I would like to look at alternatives.
Okay. Do you think that we gave Anna a starting point with the cod liver oil, the glucosamine and chondroitin, the gelatin, and the PEMF, pulse electromagnetic frequency device that's listed on your website?
All safer.
Okay. Very good.
All safer.
Well, I have a question. Since Anna said her daughter wants to come out to the farm, that is absolutely a possibility, Klaus. We're not going to be giving tours of the farm yet, so there's a designated camping area. It's roughly 600,000 square feet of camping area. It's if you put a fence around it, which we did, it's a mile of fencing, and if you measure the length of the camping area, it's 4/10 of a mile long. The farm has a 1 mile of road frontage. So all the campsites are going to be on a creek, and it'll be a really interesting camping experience. And Dr. Shuley, one of the things that we're offering is our beef, which is, we have Angus cows, and the cows are all born on the farm, and they're raised on the farm, and they get grass to eat, and we don't use herbicides or insecticides on the fields. So they are grass-fed, pasture-raised Angus cows. And I believe that we raise some of the world's finest natural beef. I really believe that. And in that line of thinking, we raise chickens. And we raise chickens that naturally produce brown eggs and naturally produce blue eggs. So these chickens are free range and they're pasture raised. So from one breed of chicken, we have brown eggs and the other blue eggs, and the yolks are darker in both of them than the factory white eggs. So the question I have for you, Dr. Shuley, is there a difference in the eggs that we raise on our farm, which are free range and pasture raised, so that the chickens eat bugs and they scratch around and they eat grass, non-insecticide grass, non-herbicide grass. And our farm was never a factory farm of any kind. I have the abstract from our farm that dates back to 1855, 6 years before the Civil War. So I know that the farm has never been a toxic waste site. It's never been an auto salvage yard with antifreeze and ATF, you know, automatic transmission fluid and engine fluids. We don't have any of that stuff. This isn't on a dump. It's got clean water. And so I think it's as good as it gets for raising natural animals. My question for you, Dr. Shuley, is, do you think there's a difference in our beef, the way we raise it, as compared to the beef that you would buy at the supermarket?
Absolutely. The average farmer doesn't know which end is up.
Yeah.
And yeah. So you take the county farm recommendation, and it's artificial all the way.
Well, you know, farmers have been convinced into a growth hormone. That's, you know, time is money. Get those cows to grow faster. Feed them GMO corn. That's, you know, the way to go. We feed our cows grass. And the cows, that's what they eat. They eat grass. Now, sometimes they eat leaves. They eat green things, green vegetation that is, let's say, 4 feet and below. And they eat, they do. I mean, and if you have a woods that's full of stickers and briars and you turn your cows loose in there, they'll clean all that up for you. They'll make a woods that you could not walk through into one that is a delight to walk through. That's what they do. That's what ours do, because we let them loose. Well, we don't let them loose, you know, to go wherever they want. They're fenced in on our farm that's about 4/10 of a square mile in size, 241 acres. So we let the cows walk around inside our property. We don't let them outside of our property because it's dangerous for them. So they like it here. They're happy here. They come when we call them. And we'll even have videos of that. So would you say our beef is better than what you get at the supermarket?
Yes. An equivocal.
Okay. And what about our brown and blue eggs, which are free-range and pasture-raised? Is there a difference in the health benefits, the nutrition benefits of pasture-raised eggs and free-range eggs, the way we do it here at our farm with our chickens?
Well, as far as I could tell, natural. And I would say approximately 90% of all farms are not natural. Okay?
Right. Yep. And that is the name of our farm, Natural Farms. Plural, Natural Farms, plural. So here's a question that I had, Dr. Shealy. A lot of farmers buy commercial fertilizer, and we don't. We use the cow manure. So the cows eat the grass, and then we let the cows poop and pee on the grass, and then I go around with a chain harrow, and I drag through all of the fields and spread the cow manure so that the sun can disinfect it and fertilize the grass. We'll talk more about it.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if we had followed the government's advice, we would have destroyed our farm. And I was talking about fertilizer. So what I was trying to say is that we cut our own hay into rolls, and then we unroll it during the seasons when the grass isn't growing, like in the winter. So we'll unroll it, but we won't unroll it in just one place. We'll unroll it in one strip, maybe an eighth of a mile long, and then the next day we'd unroll it in another strip, a different spot. And what happens is the cows will stand on either side of the strip of unrolled hay, and they'll pee and poop on either side. So if we keep doing that, we will fertilize our entire field by placing and unrolling the hay where we want the cows to pee and poop. Now, there's a reason why I'm mentioning that. Because fertilizer, commercial fertilizer, contains filler. So 10-10-10 fertilizer is 10%, 10%, and 10%, or 30% active ingredients. The rest of it, the 70%, is filler. And the filler is coal, fly ash, or some other kind of filler that is generally not what you want to put on your property. So we don't do that. We let the cows refertilize the field with their cow pies and their cow pee. Now what that does to the field, though, is it acidifies the soil because the urine is acid, and so is the cow pies. So what we do is we spread the cow pies around, and then we add lime, let's say every 5 years, that's quarried locally on the fields to neutralize the acidity. Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Real. R-E-A-L.
Yeah, well, as in natural, right? Yeah, as in natural as well. So here, Dr. Shealy, I was reading an article about pulse oximeters. Now, you and I have talked many, many, many times about having a pulse oximeter. And that's that device that you put on your finger. If you go to the doctor's office or the hospital, they stick one on your finger, and it reads two numbers digitally on a digital display. So this is like a short, wide clothespin almost with a display on it. So it's non-invasive. It just kind of sits on the end of your fingertip momentarily, and it measures the oxygenation. Now, what has been found is they work great for people with white skin. With skin that's darker than white, let's say tan or brown, What happens is the color of the skin causes an inaccuracy in the pulse oximeter. And it causes to read a higher blood saturation rate than is actually present. So, for example, if your blood oxygenation were to be, let's say you had COVID and your blood oxygen saturation would be, let's say, 90. For real, the pulse oximeter might read 92 or 93 if you have tan or dark brown skin. So what has been happening has been reported that inaccuracies in the pulse oximeter reading for people with darker colored skin has caused the result of not getting the proper medical diagnostics or diagnosis in the emergency rooms, because it seems like, well, the nurse checked the pulse oximeter and it was, let's say, 94 when it was really 92 with a person with darker skin. Dr. Shuley, any comments about that?
Well, I average 98% and I'm very tanned hands, so I don't know the difference, except mine is 98% average.
Yeah. Well, and that's great. That's great, according to everything that you and I have discussed over the years. But it's possible that if your skin is, you know, really tan compared to what it is when you're not out in the sun, you know, you might be reading a little bit higher on your pulse oximeter than you really are. So that was my next question. Dr. Shuley, before pulse oximeters, weren't blood draws taken to measure the oxygenation rate within the blood?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
The old-fashioned way.
All right, so obviously this is a really quick and great tool for diagnostics in the emergency room when seconds, you know, mean the difference could mean the difference between survival and not. But you could be getting the device could be giving the wrong result. So
Yeah. There
needs to be, you know, some education for the practitioners who use these things so that, you know, maybe the chart on the wall says, you know, if your skin is this color, you know, subtract, you know, 1 point. If it's this color, subtract 1.5. If it's this 2, etc. So that the practitioners know how to read these darn things. Last quick question. Yes?
I have taken a bunch of people and found only 75% oxygenation. Put an vent device on the chest for half an hour and raise it to 90%. So
there you go.
Everything affects everything.
Yeah, PEMF device. Class, you do some more research into a class and you might have the same results. That
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.